Brianne's Docs in English. Brianne's Docs in English. Brianne's Docs in English.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, Audio CD&D, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st weekly, and ATXDR went lower in week 34, with ATX falling again in negative year-to-date area. ATX 5 qualifying period started on Friday with Erste Group, OMV and Verbund fixed in the next composition, and also very good cards for BAWAG and Andritz to defend their places. The challenger is Voest Alpine. News came from Wolfgang, UBM, Kontron, SBO, Zumtobel, Andritz, EVN, Unica and CIMO. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 34. Monday, Wolfgang. Wolfgang Group, a leading technology partner for energy and environmental solutions, is rolling out the group's industrial coating solutions in Brazil following the first successfully implemented tank coating projects for a leading South American energy company, effective immediately. A new standard, 1, CAP, 1, issued last week allows for the widespread use of the DOPA, registered sign, system on underground tanks in use. Wolfgang's patented technology can convert single-wall tanks used for the storage of potentially hazardous liquids such as fuels or chemicals into double-wall tanks. A leakage warning system ensures maximum protection for the environment. Using the DOPA, registered sign, technology, tanks can be refurbished instead of being expensively replaced. The double-walled coating makes them, regardless of their age, even more valuable than new tanks, as they are also suitable for e-fuels. The group sees significant potential for the application and aims to carry out around 3,000 tank refurbishments in Brazil over the next 5 years as the market ramps up. There are currently around 42,000 refueling stations in Brazil with a total of 147,000 underground tanks in use, which are on average 23 years old and thus nearing the end of their lifespan without replacement or high-quality refurbishment. Wolfgang Adissa, weekly performance, minus 9.09%. UBM, in the course of an extraordinary revaluation of its projects and real estate, developer UBM undertook, among other things, depreciations in the amount of 31.3 million euros, with a corresponding negative impact on the half-year result. UBM presumes a loss of up to 35 million euros for the first half of the year. The management board of UBM expects that the preliminary construction permit, Bovorbeschied, for the timber factory in Munich's Babergerstrasse, which was issued at the end of July 2023, will have a positive impact. The purchase price for the second half of the share held by the joint venture partner is now in the agreed form. The impact for this is expected to be reflected in Q3 2023. The company expects that this could have the current loss in the 2023 financial statements. However, no substantial improvement in the real estate market is expected in the second half of the year, which means that there will probably be no significant sales by UBM in the second half of 2023 either. UBM, weekly performance, minus 13.08%. Tuesday, Kontron. Kontron is broadening its products and solutions mix and has started marketing its new SecureOS software solution against any remote interference in infrastructure projects. It safeguards IT solutions against new threats from the internet and hostile infrastructure attacks. As a first customer, a leading global supplier with an international service network for industrial and municipal plant operators will soon introduce SecureOS. Unlike other IT solutions, Kontron operates from a neutral country safeguarding the highest security standards for infrastructure projects, also endorsed by governmental entities. For Kontron, expanding the product mix with security software will be another driver of gross margin expansion in the coming years. Kontron, weekly performance, 4.93%. SBO, oil and gas field supplier Schoeller Bleckmann Oil Field Equipment AG, SBO, listed in the leading index ADX of the Vienna Stock Exchange, continued its strong growth in the first half of 2023. The company was taking advantage of the positive market environment in the energy sector and achieved double-digit growth in all relevant financial figures. A strong revenue growth of over 30% yielded total sales of MYR 294.7, backed by robust bookings that saw a 10% increase to MYR 299.2. EBIT showed a significant increase of 24%, reaching MYR 55.4. Adjusted for exchange losses, EBIT margin climbed to a high of 20.7%, reflecting strong operational execution. Net liquidity remained high at MYR 24.5, and the gearing ratio was at -5.7%. SBO, weekly performance, -5.70%. Wednesday's Zumdable, Lightning Group Zumdable expects a revenue decline in the mid-single-digit range for the 2023/24 financial year. Previous guidance, revenue growth of 1% to 4%, due to the lack of dynamics in the short-term components business and the tense economic climate. The expected EBIT margin of 3% to 6% for the 2023/24 financial year is confirmed, providing there is no further deterioration in the economic environment. The development of revenue during Q1 2023/24 was stable in the lighting segment, but declined by 25.4% in the components segments from the very strong prior year level of €103.2 million to €77.0 million. Contrary to the previous outlook, demand in the substantially more short-term components segment failed to develop the expected momentum, chiefly due to customers' continued high stock levels. Zumdable, weekly performance, -1.55%. Andritz, Greenplay Industries Limited has successfully produced first fibers with its new high-performance pressurized refining system from Austrian-based Andritz Group at its medium-density fiberboard production facility in Vadodara, Gujarat, India. Sinidhya Mittal, Joint Managing Director, Greenplay Industries Limited, says, "The pressurized refining system from Andritz is highly efficient and energy-saving, which is in line with our environmentally friendly production process. We would like to thank Andritz and its team for their assistance during the installation and the high level of professionalism throughout the whole project." Andritz, weekly performance, 0.74%. Thursday EVN, revenue recorded by Austrian utility group EVN Group declined by 1.3% to €2,904.10 in the first three quarters of 2022/23. The underlying factors included a decrease in revenue from Southeast Europe due to lower network and energy sales volumes, as well as market price declines which followed the market distortions and sharp rise in the previous year. The international project business also reported a decrease in revenue. In contrast, revenue was increased by price effects for renewable electricity generation, valuation effects from hedges, higher sales prices at EVN Warm, and an increase in network tariffs. Group net result for the period equaled €419.1 million. That represents a year-on-year increase of 83.5%, which was influenced primarily by the high dividend payment of €158.0 million from Verben AG. EVN, weekly performance, 1.40%. Unica, the Unica Insurance Group AG is once again able to present strong figures for the first half of 2023, with premium growth of 7.9% to €3.7 billion and a significant increase in earnings before taxes to €216 million. The continuation in the very good operating performance both in Austria and especially in our international markets is the crucial factor. The financial result is also above expectations, even though the moderate loss developments in the first half of 2023 played a role too. We do see that claims increased due to the severe weather in the summer months of July and August, says Andreas Brandstetter, CEO Unica Insurance Group. Unica, weekly performance, 0.69%. Friday UBM, UBM Development AG nominated Peter Schaller as the fourth member of the management board of UBM Development AG for the term of November 1, 2023, to October 31, 2028. Peter Schaller will be responsible for all technical affairs at UBM from November 1, 2023, including the areas of timber construction, green building and quality management. UBM, weekly performance, -13.08%. CAMO, the real estate group specializing in high-quality office space, can report a good operating performance record for the first half of the year 2023. The results for the first 6 months show, among other things, a significant increase in rental income, plus 12%, and strong income from the sale of non-strategic properties, sales result of €112 million, FFO2 plus 122%, resulting in a 121% increase in EBITDA. In total, CAMO generated a consolidated net profit of €13.5 million, or earnings per share of €0.14. Keegan Vicious, Chief Executive Officer of CAMO, "We are consistently pursuing our strategic course, which aims to reduce the complexity of our business model and increase our portfolio focus, quality and efficiency. Our strong operating performance, achieved in a challenging market environment, demonstrates the good positioning and resilience of our business and supports the positive outlook and financial guidance for the full year 2023. CAMO, weekly performance, 1.18%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Simply stop all things.